Fork, let's speak now with Pearl Davis, an American YouTuber, political commentator, self-described anti-feminist, known for challenging modern dating, opposing divorce, arguing that society encourages women to be terrible. Pearl, nice to have you with us. Good to see you. We did actually meet about a year or so ago, because you were in this building. I think you were on with Piers, weren't you, about 18 months back?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't remember Piers Morgan? Nobody can forget him.
Listen, no, I remember Pierce. Is he doing well? He's in the hospital.
Well, he broke his hip, but he's still back doing it, though. You know, nothing stops Morgan from functioning. That's the.
Are you still going?
Yeah, come to it. It'll be great. He'll be so happy to know he's still going. I'll pass on your love to him. Listen, I mean, we had many reasons we wanted to talk to you. You're not orthodox in the conventional sense. A lot of people are fascinated when somebody calls themselves anti-feminist. Just tell us, what is an anti-feminist? What do you, and if you had to write that out as a paragraph, what would it look like?
Just the right term, I would say. I would describe what's going on. And right now, feminism has given women a lot of power in society, and all of society is crumbling because of it. You can see this in family court. Most men don't have access to their children after following a divorce. You can see this just in like the behavior of women in society. Essentially, we're just drunk on power. Anti-feminist, the challenge with that term, it kind of assumes you can do something about it. And the world's kind of going the way it's going, and there's nothing you can do.
So many would just simply say, no, hang on, Pearl, this is equality. It's just equality. Years ago, you go back to the 60s, you can go back further than that. Women didn't have the vote. Women stayed at home. Now women have careers. And this is, of course, you know, in our lifetimes, that's now the norm.
I don't really like that view of history, because when you think about it, you know, we always talk about how women don't have, like, They always say, my body, my choice, right? But historically, men had no choice what to do with their body if they were drafted, right? I mean, like, they would literally be rounded up and sent to die in war. So I don't know why we have this idea that women, like, in a way, we were a protected class because we didn't have to fight and die to maintain civilization. Men had to do that.
Yeah.
Like, you could argue men were more oppressed than women. You know, because, like, what? Our oppression is cooking and cleaning, really? And that's really what I'm getting at is it's just to the point where women are spoiled brats. I did a show the other day, and I'm just like, what more do feminists want? You don't have to cook. There's Uber Eats. You have every reproductive right. Like in the UK, you have abortion up to 6 months. How much more time do you need, ladies? That's insane. Like, that's crazy. And they say it's about equality. But then why don't men have equal rights when it comes to their kids?
Yeah.
Why isn't it 50-50 custody, no child support, no alimony?
Is that the same in the States as well? Because certainly over here, there's big issues around that.
Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. I've done interviews on that topic in like Ireland, here. There's a guy in India who actually filmed like a 60-minute video detailing how he was going to kill himself. And he was doing it because of family court. Like, this happens everywhere. So essentially, feminism, what they want to do is they want men to fund their lifestyle. And so they do that either through the government benefits, through taxes, child support, alimony, and then they still claim and say that they're oppressed. So,
yeah, it is. It's a curious claim to make, isn't it? After a man's just lost his children, it's rather sort of bizarre. But you're right. I mean, it is definitely tilted in a curious direction. Some would say, however, you know, nonetheless, it all comes back to, yes, if you want to be a housewife and a homemaker, as I think the fancy phrase now is, then what's wrong with that? You know, that's great if you want to. But if you don't want to, what's wrong with that as well?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it necessarily. But the challenge is women tend to make their problem everybody's problem. So if you want to work and work for a lifetime, that's fine. But women make 85% of consumer buying decisions. And when you think about it, that's especially insane because we're close to equal on the pay gap. So yeah, we spend money we don't have. And so essentially, like, what women do is they run out of money in their late 20s, early 30s. They have college debt in the U.S. Then they marry a guy to pay it off, divorce him, and then he pays for the rest of their life.
Yeah. A man never ever picked his own kitchen, right?
He never, I don't know that term.
No, literally picked his own kitchen. You said women make most of those kind of consumable decisions. And that would be true. And I guess also across other areas of a relationship, things like divorce, which is another element that I know you've talked about. Divorce should be illegal. Did you really say that?
Yeah, I did. I did update my opinion, mostly because so many men are tortured in marriage, where they're not getting sex. Their wife has gained a ton of weight. She's just kind of being a bitch, right? And so I was like, do you know what? I don't think those men should be tortured for a lifetime. So I changed my opinion on that.
So yeah, so is putting on weight a reason for divorce in that case?
No, because women are the ones gaining more weight.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot of big guys out there, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, just in my experience, a lot of times the men are kind of held back by the women.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, the women tend to have worse eating habits than the men. It's partially because they have higher testosterone, or men have higher testosterone, so women crave sugar more.
Right.
So they're the ones bringing the Uber Eats into the house. They're the ones, like, women bake, men don't really bake.
So it's... It's a basic issue then of, so that's a physical visual thing, right? I mean, that's a, some would say a superficial issue. If a woman is, you know, has put on weight, but you still love her, does it matter if she's a little bigger than she was when you first met?
Well, it doesn't matter to men. Men kind of get wife goggles, to be fair, but women are the ones divorcing.
Mm.
So it's not even a reason for divorce, really.
What about, the voting issue, because I know you've talked about this before, about women having the vote. Women never used to have the vote. Some men never used to have the vote either. Where do you still stand on that, Pearl?
Well, I'm an egalitarian. So I say give women... Women have been complaining for 50 years for equality. So give them the equality they asked for. And that goes with voting. In the United States, men are fined $250,000 if they don't sign up for selective service. And women don't have to do that. So unless the reason women didn't vote historically is because men were expected to go to war and be drafted. You're voting for your commander in chief.
Mm.
So if you're not 50% of the military and 50% of the front lines, you're not really equal, are you?
What about the future then of all of this? I mean, you know, do you part of what you said at the beginning sounded like that you were resigned to the fact that the battle that you believe needs to be fought has kind of been lost. So is that
I
it?
I mean, conservatives lost. It's cooked. We're done. I don't like to sell hope. I watched a lot of conservatives do that the past decade. And in my lifetime, OnlyFans has become normal. Like, so you're obviously not winning. If I think it's like 10% of women between 18 to 25 are on OnlyFans. If you include women that are on sugar baby websites, if you include, you know, like straight prostitution websites, I have people that have estimated it's like 25% of women under 25.
Wow.
So
I do find
how can I say how can I say we're winning? You
know? I was going to talk about social media, but I do find it interesting that we live in this kind of bizarre world of conflicting messages where we're talking, you know, don't objectify women, and we've never to look at a woman in a way that might be more than, you know, you might be looking, sizing a woman up and thinking, I quite fancy this one. Or whatever. All of that stuff is almost illegal. It'll land you in jail, pretty much. And yet we are simultaneously in a world where we've never seen more people take their clothes off.
Yeah, for sure. What you're going to see is women spend money even when we don't have it. So this allows everybody to raise the price of everything. It's why college is so expensive in America, because even if it's six figures of college debt, women will still buy it. So then what happens is the women, we rack up a bunch of debt, and then how do we pay it? It's either marriage or sex work. And based on women's choices, women would rather be sex workers than wives.
Do you think social media, just to extend that, I don't know whether we would call OnlyFans social media, but it's a form of, I guess, under a similar umbrella. Where do you place social media as a general thing in terms of how it's influenced the society we currently live in?
Yeah, well, it's a pipeline. So the challenge is young women now, there's an ambulance going by.
All right.
The challenge you get is when women have social media followings, which is kind of, it's pretty normal. That's the new world. They have the opportunity to start an OnlyFans and make a bunch of money. Not all of them do, but it's also a funnel into sugar babies, getting flown out and just like promiscuous activities. And you see this a lot when women's social media careers are, you know, dwindling. You see them dropping OnlyFans. So,
Can society be saved then? I mean, are you still, Pearl, the flag waver for the change that you crave? And are you someone who isn't all of the things that you clearly detest?
Well, I can't change the way society is. I don't have political power, right? I'm not a politician. I'm not in the government. So I just don't predict it's going to get better. I don't see any indication that the trends are going to change.
But do you think as a woman? Yeah, but I was going to say, do you think as a woman that you should be, you know, is your place in the home? Is your place as a homemaker? Is your place to please your husband? Is your place to be the person that spends but doesn't earn? Is that your disposition?
I mean, it doesn't matter what it is or it isn't, right? What my place is or isn't or should be. Like, should is just make a wish. And we have the society that we have.
But what is your wish?
I think that's a waste of time. So this is the way society's going.
So we've lost. Your battle is lost. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, unfortunately.
You got to think of another job then. I mean,
well, I'll be employed forever because I mean I'm going to cover this stuff.
Yeah.
But just like you will. But here's the challenge. Women make 85% of consumer buying decisions, meaning all of the companies have to think, do I want to make $8 or do I want to make $2? Everybody's going to pick $8. Nobody's going to stop. They're going to say, I want to make $2 out of virtue. No. So that's going to make everybody have to lie to women. Because when you lie, women buy. You know, you'll be young forever. Here's Botox, right? here's the clothes. I mean, it's actually incredible that we spend 85% of consumer buying decisions are women, even though we make less than men. Like, think about that.
Do women make
women
make much less than men these days?
We spend way more. That's the point. It's very close, but we spend way more. And you can see it. Come on, you know, I don't know if you're married, but. Like every married guy knows his wife runs his credit card more than he does.
Well, that's why I mentioned the kitchen point earlier that I don't think you quite picked up on that. You know, when it comes to spending out money, then, yeah, you will normally find that the woman of the house will select which kitchen you have in terms of
consuming. No, that's so not true.
I think that's arguably true. Not. Well, I'm trying to feed into what you're saying. Are you saying that?
I'm saying I've interviewed.
So now you're contradicting yourself.
No, I've interviewed 1,000 women in London. Women cannot across the board cook. If anything, I see more men that can cook now than women.
I mean select the kitchen that you want to buy for your house. I'm struggling with the kitchen reference here.
Oh, sorry, I'm over my head.
Don't worry. It's called a kitchen. It's got a cooker and a counter and stuff in it. Those things. So in terms of where you go next, you continue this fight for a more conservative world, or you just talk about how we never got there, despite all of the voices who are hankering for it, the late Charlie Kirk, people such as that that have done the rounds, have huge media followings, who would agree with much of what you say. The battle is lost, and your job now is just to talk about how it's lost.
I mean, I can't in good faith sell that dream. And a lot of them are part of the problem in a way. A lot of them are platforming women that are not really, like, instead of platforming smart, intelligent men, like they've had porn stars on their platform. Nicki Minaj, I think, is in the White House now. What credibility does she have to be there? But would they have to pander to women? When you start to see like influencers enter a niche or a space, it usually means they're pandering to women because men care about men that are competent, where women care about who's popular. So they're part of it.